Blog Talk Radio.
I'll never forget. So I met an American in South Africa. And he said to me, well, you know, Trevor, it's funny you say that because if you come out to America, they'll label you as black. I said, really? And he was like, hell yeah. Oh, yeah, everybody's black out there. I was like, wow, well, I want to be black. And I found out it's true. Mixed race people are categorized as black in America. Yeah, the only catch is, and nobody tells you this, you have to be liked and successful first. Before then, they say you mixed. You achieve success, and you get upgraded to black. All the famous mixed people do it. Singers like Alicia Keys and Mariah Carey, yeah? Mixed, but then they say black singers. Sportsmen like Tiger Woods, mixed, but then they say black golfer. The most famous mixed person on the planet by far, Barack Obama, mixed, half and half, straight down the middle. But then they say America's first black president, which is interesting because when he was running, they called him the mixed candidates. I see how it works. Everyone makes it obvious now. They're like, yeah, yeah, Barack, of course he won, of course. It wasn't that obvious when he started. It wasn't. I remember comedians coming out. They used to diss him. Guys would come out on stage and be like, man, how many of y'all seen that crazy-ass mixed fool run for president? Y'all seen that mixed fool run for president? What you going to see? Ain't no mixed fool going to be president of the United States of America. Ain't no man. Man, which white people going to be voting for a mixed fool? Even a black man can't win shit. Even a black man can't. How some mixed fool think he going to do it? Man, that mixed fool, that crazy-ass mixed fool. How some mixed fool, that mixed fool. And then he won, and all of a sudden they were like, my nigga. Oh. So I see how it works, you know. I understand. In order for me to become black, I have to work hard at it. And I'm willing to do the time. Yeah. I took the first opportunity I could. Bought myself a plane ticket from South Africa, and I said, I'm going out to America. I'm going there, and I'm going to be black. And I got on that plane. It was an 18-hour flight, 18 hours of nonstop flying. And I sat there in my chair, and I spent every moment practicing being black, just practicing. I was like, I'm not going to mess up this black opportunity. I just sat there, just working through everything. I was watching every black movie and TV show, just going through it. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. King Kong ain't got shit on me. Yeah. What you talking about, Willis? I was grinding. You laugh, but 18 hours of flying and I landed in JFK and I was fluent in my black American. For shizzle my nizzle. I was walking around. I was so black, I was even laughing. Black. I was like, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha. Yeah. My man. Ha, ha. Should have seen me. They're like, oh, this you? This you? That has to be the personification of cool, in my opinion. There's nothing cooler. Black Americans are so cool, they can make you feel good about yourself just by asking if you are you. You don't believe me. Get a black American man to come up to you and just be like, hey, yo, hey, yo, this you? Nah, nah, this you? This you? This you? And you'll be like, I think it is. Magic. I was that black. Not just any black, but the coolest black in the world, and that's American black. I can say this with confidence, being from Africa. I know black. I'm well versed in the arts of black. I'm from the black factory. I mean it. I've seen every kind of black, from light black all the way to like navy blue black. I know black. And there's no cooler black than American black. Nothing cooler, you know? Because American black people, I mean, you just look at how much they've done to influence modern-day pop culture, you know? Small things and the big alike. You look at the music. You've got, you know, jazz, hip-hop, R&B, all black Americans, style of clothing, you know? Just this general swag that they've brought to everything. Even small things like walking. I mean, walking is such a mundane activity, isn't it? It's just very... There's nothing cool about this thing. You just move from one place to the next. And pretty much everybody can do it. This is it. There's nothing. And then black Americans came along, and then they just added in that bounce. And then all of a sudden, you look really cool. You just, you know, you look like you have a purpose. You've just got that. Yeah, look at this. You're super cool. And it must be hard for an assassin to kill you. Just like... That's why if you look in American history, no black man was ever assassinated whilst walking, ever. It was when they stopped and said something. Bang! That's when they went, because they got to walk. That's why if you look, Obama, every time he comes out of the jets or makes a speech, he's always just got that little bounce just before. Because in his head, he's like, you never know, you never know, you never know, you never know, you never know. It's not the walk. The cool walk. And by far, the coolest thing of all is the talk. I've listened to black Americans, and it's the most amazing use of the English language I've ever come across in my life. They pay no regard to punctuation whatsoever. It's cruised through sentences. It's fantastic. First time I had a conversation with a black American man was in Baltimore, Maryland. This guy walked up to me after the show. He didn't even walk. He just floated in. He just came up to me. He's like, Ayo, let me holler at you for a minute, man. Let me holler at you. I said, okay. He's like, man, I ain't even gonna front, man. I came out here, dude, I ain't even know who you was, man. I didn't even know. As I hear the show, I bought my girl. We was out there. You came out there. You were doing your thing. I was like, yo, man, I ain't even know they got them yellow bones out there in the motherland, man. I was like, yo, this kid better be funny, man. But I ain't gonna lie. You came out there. You was keeping it coming, keeping it moving. You was just beasting. I was like, all right, man, maybe this kid is the truth. Yeah, this kid was doing his thing. He was keeping it out there. I started laughing. My girl was killing herself. I was like, all right, this mofo got flow for show. You know what I mean? And I was like, no, I don't. But I love it. It's the most amazing use of English I've ever come across in my life. Just that one word alone, just the strength of that. Nah, mean. Do you know what I mean? You nah, mean. It just, it sums it all up, doesn't it? It's just, you know, neither question nor statement. It's just, like, why have we been wasting our time with syllables for so long? I don't understand.
It was a crazy day today. You know what I mean? Yo, that shit was crazy. You know what I mean?
It just flows. It's magical. It says it all. I feel like I've wasted years of my life without nah mean. I wish I could go back in time and relive my favorite moments. Watch my favorite movies again. See them bring to life. This is Sparta! Nah mean! Power.
Hey there, thanks for watching. Now, all I need you to do is click on that little circle on your screen. Yeah, yeah, that one. Oh, yeah, yeah, just like that. Hold on.
Yeah. the project is made so we don't progress. Experimental tests watch us kill each other. Film another homicide, they tape it. Nobody make it. See, he gonna kill the same lab rat he was raised with. Such and such, so and so brother. They got right on top of each other. Too close, he got a new toast to shoot close. Gun go bang, talk your slang, basics. Soon the whole hood gon' have cases. See my neighbors, see my haters, see federal agents. Pharmacies ain't giving out no medical favors. But we got scripts to codeine and Oxycontin. Getting rich off that like ain't no other options. Autopsy, dissect them, they open them up. All they wanna see is if he had coke in his blood. Cause the cop shot him, just cause he came from the rock bottom. Now you see his name in the body column, they body him.
Consciousness. Without human consciousness, there is no world. It is the presence of human consciousness that brings meaning into the world. Without human beings in this world, conscious human beings in this world, in effect, there would not be a world. We bring the world into being through our consciousness. And through our consciousness, we create the world we live in. Out of the totality of reality, our consciousness cuts out a world that's a bit itself. In other words, the kind of world you exist in reflects the kind of consciousness that you have. And notice, if you change your consciousness, or change your values and orientation, you enter into a different world. You interact with different people. People often that you didn't even know existed in the world. Social situations that you might not have even recognized until you entered into a new level of consciousness. You see people, say, for instance, who become addicted, say, to crack or something, and now enter into a whole world and enter into a whole social system that before they became addicted, they hardly noticed. They didn't know what it was all about. And they picked up new friends and new relations, whole new ways of acting, whole new purposes in life. They lost old friends, broke with old families, all kinds of things. In other words, the consciousness, that addictive consciousness, brought into the world a new foreground and put other things into the background. Therefore, man's consciousness is a creative act. And the kind of consciousness you have will determine the kind of world you create. And consequently, when you look at the world that we live in, African people, we must recognize to a great extent it is a world of our own creation. It is a world that has been generated by the type of consciousness we've been permitted to be instilled in us as a people. business.
Unmute.